Krishna usio svetom imenu.
And japa.
O kirtanu i japi.
These are, this is the Yuga Dharma. This is the means for self-realization in this age. This is why Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to teach the process of devotional service by chanting the holy names of the Lord as the means for self-realization. And his life and his teachings are the essence of those teachings, with the importance of glorifying Krishna's holy name.
I suština tog podučavanja je slavljenje svetog imena.
And also how to practice the principles of devotional service in such a way that we actually can maximize the ability, or we might say maximize the facility that is there in chanting the holy names. The importance of worshipping the deity, how that purifies our consciousness and helps us to approach the holy name. Because in order to approach the holy name properly, we have to be free from offenses. We have to be free from at least the desire to enjoy in this material world. We may still have some tendency to enjoy, but we should at least give up that desire to enjoy. Understanding that that desire to enjoy in this material world is actually the obstacle, or we might say the blockage in our spiritual life. And the holy name, of course, helps to purify those obstacles. But how to facilitate the chanting of the holy name is what we call the process of devotional service, the rules and regulations of devotional service. So we spoke a little bit about that. Today I'll speak about there are six principles, or what we say, ways in order to practice devotional service in such a way that one gets maximum benefit. And there are six things that one must avoid. This is mentioned in Nectar of Devotion by Srila Rupa Goswami, where he describes in verse number 2 and verse number 3 the six things that should be avoided and six things that we should also practice.
The
thing, six things that we practice is
Utsahan,
Vishaya Daryat, Tatat Karma Pavartanam, Saru, Siaro Tyaga, and Saru Vritti, which is enthusiasm, determination,
odlučnost,
patience,
strpljenje,
hearing and chanting the glories of the Lord,
pjevanje o slavama Gospodna,
giving up the association of non-devotees or persons who are against principles of spiritual life, and following the process as given by the predecessor and present acharyas. In other words, following the instructions of the spiritual master and not trying to add or distract, take away from that process. So we'll discuss the six points, and the first one is Rupa Goswami describes that if you want to be successful in Krishna consciousness, you must be enthusiastic. Without enthusiasm, no one can achieve the goal.
Bez tog entuzijazma niko ne može dostići cilj.
So, enthusiasm, what is
enthusiasm?
We may have different understandings of what it means to be enthusiastic.
Toga što znači biti
enthusiasm is described by Srila Rupa Goswami as to endeavor with intelligence.
Sa inteligencijom.
To apply the intelligence as given by the spiritual master and by the scriptures and apply that to our spiritual practice.
I primijeniti tu inteligenciju na duhovni proces.
In other words,
drugim riječima,
we can't just do it the way we think we should do it.
Stvari raditi onako kao što mi
mislimo da ih treba
raditi.
In a certain way,
moramo ih raditi na određeni način.
Consider certain principles.
Moramo slijediti određene
principe
da bismo
to make that activity offerable or acceptable
učinili prihvatljivim
Krishna
ili ukoliko želimo te aktivnosti uopće ponuditi Krishna.
Entuzijazma
mora biti.
Well, if you don't have enthusiasm,
ako nemamo entuzijazam,
you can't do anything.
Ne možete ništa napraviti.
Even in the material life,
čak i u materijalnom
životu, people realize that if they want to
ljudi shvaćaju, ako žele
successful,
biti uspješni,
if they want to
ako žele
or other
na
make
ovaj
their plans,
ili onaj način ostvariti svoje planove,
practical results,
dobiti praktične rezultate, moraju biti entuzijastični.
Otherwise,
inače,
there's no hope.
Nema nade.
Enthusiasm is contagious.
Je zarazan.
Therefore, we should associate with devotees who are enthusiastic. Because by associating with others who are enthusiastic, you also become
enthusiastic.
In fact, enthusiasm is so contagious
je tako
that if it's presented in a negative way,
ako se
people
na negativan
will also
način,
be affected.
Ljudi će također biti pasti pod njegov utjecaj.
And Prabhupada tells one little story that was a personal experience
priču.
In his life, which he thought was really the height of enthusiasm.
Vrhunac entuzijazma je opisan.
One principle enthusiasm. He was watching one movie
gledao jedan film
when he was young.
Kad je bio mlad.
And there's one comedian. He was popular in America.
Koji je bio vrlo popularan u Americi.
His name was Charlie Chaplin.
Njegovo ime bilo Charlie
Chaplin.
I don't
know if any of you ever heard of Charlie Chaplin.
Ne znam da li ste ikad čuli.
You have, yeah.
Čuli ste.
He goes way back. Yeah, he's quite funny.
Znači on je poprilično zabavan.
In fact, he was one of the original comedians in movies.
Mislim da je on izvorni prvobitni komičar u filmovima.
He's at this big ball dance.
Imao je veliki ples, zapravo je veliki.
And there everyone's dressed in their very fancy tuxedos.
Svi su bili lijepo obuvljeni u
coattails and ladies are dressed so nicely with their gowns and so many nice decorations.
Sve su žene bile lijepo ukrašene i odjevene.
So he sits down on one chair.
On je sjedio na jednoj stolici.
And when he gets up,
i kad
his
je ustao,
coat just rips.
Njegov je sako bio
quite noticeable.
Kako se to kaže?
So he's thinking what to do.
I to je bilo
so
vrlo primjetno i nije znao šta
raditi. His coat that's ripped and he rips it all the way up the back.
I onda je uzeo
taj it always to the top. So
dakle,
he has like two flaps.
Njegov sako je bio poderao i on je
and then he starts
dancing
with his
partner do kraja,
in a very enthusiastic way.
I onda je počeo sa svojim partnericom plesati vrlo entuzijastično. A njegov je sako poput krila.
So everyone else is seeing him so enthusiastically dancing.
I svi su vidjeli kako
so they all get their coattails and rip him. And they all start dancing.
I svi su počeli plesati.
And Prabhupada, of course, he was laughing, watching this movie. But at the same
se
time, he's thinking,
film,
this is enthusiasm.
I onda je rekao, eto, to je entuzijazam.
So enthusiastic that even if it's like a little bit off
da
the regular,
je malo onako otkrečen,
so people become
ljudi su
attracted to that.
Privučeni.
So enthusiasm has a way of catching one's attention. And
dakle,
actually,
može
privući
pažnju
ljudi. Others we see it's like in our kirtans. If
kao
someone's enthusiastic, if you're a little bit maybe tired or you're not feeling so enthusiastic, the chance just by being around that person,
you
start to also feel enthusiastic.
So
enthusiasm is really, really a very important part of our devotional service.
Dio našeg prednog služenja.
And how to develop enthusiasm?
Kako razviti entuzijazam?
Of course, associating
naravno,
with devotees who are enthusiastic.
So
Prabhupada also points out that we have to seek out association of devotees who are enthusiastic. And then that way we also become
enthusiastic.
So it's very much catchy.
To je vrlo, znači, može preći s jednog na drugog.
Rupa Goswami, he describes
Rupa Goswami
some other points.
Druge stvari.
Says that one enthusiasm also
entuzijazam
crushes anarthas.
Uništava.
If we have anarthas,
anarte,
or unwanted desires,
anarte,
which is
our
material attachments,
or
material affections, then by remaining enthusiastic
I
in the process of devotional service, these will crush
prakticiranje prednog
služenja.
Entuzijazam će uništiti
of course, this is a sustained part of our enthusiasm. We always have to remain enthusiastic.
Uvijek moramo entuzijastični biti.
And enthusiasm is not dependent
a entuzijazam ne ovisi
on the external situation.
O vanjskoj situaciji.
It's a matter of a conviction within the heart.
Uvjerenje
that
u srcu.
One has to have faith
da osoba mora imati vjeru u proces.
If we have faith in
ako
the process that
proces,
it works, so we feel sometimes enthusiastic and we don't feel
enthusiastic,
this will always be there as long as we still have material desires. So we shouldn't pay attention how we feel.
Because
if we always do things on how we feel,
then sometimes we're on
and sometimes we're off.
Sometimes we're chanting nicely, or sometimes we're enthusiastic to chant, and other times we just think, why should I do this? A ponekad se pitamo zašto radimo ove stvari.
Like So we have to somehow act on the platform again. Rupa Goswami explains that endeavoring with intelligence is a facility of enthusiasm. So therefore, whether we feel like chanting, feel like hearing the Srimad Bhagavatam, feel like practicing our devotional service, we should do it. And by doing it, we actually start to feel enthusiastic. There is one devotee, this famous devotee in our Krishna Conscious Movement back in the 70s. His name was Vishnujan Maharaj.
Poznat bhakta 70-tim godinama,
Vishnujan Maharaj. He was a ball of enthusiasm. He could chant kirtan for 10-12 hours without getting real tired. And he, everything he would do, he would do with such enthusiasm, such appreciation, such devotion. So one person, he asked him, he said, Maharaj, how is it you're always so enthusiastic? What is that quality?
And
he said, it's not that I always feel enthusiastic, it's just that I act enthusiastically.
When
I act enthusiastically, then the feeling comes. Why? Because this is the nature of the soul. The nature of the soul is that when it comes in contact with Krishna, it becomes awakened.
So
sometimes the material body is just dragging, the mind is just so unsteady. Still, we should be aware of that facility to become enthusiastic is dependent on our intelligence. We have to apply our intelligence to the process, and by applying the intelligence, the soul becomes awakened. So then we start to feel enthusiastic. So these are some simple points. Inertia, of course, which is the antithesis or the opposite of enthusiasm,
is
born out of inactivity or apathy or indifference. These are what we call anarthas, and will always be there in our conditioned state.
Uvijek biti dok smo na uvjetovanoj razini.
One thing we should always remember is that how we feel always changes. There's one story
that is told in this story.
I want something to make me feel sad, and whenever I feel sad, I want something to make me feel happy.
In other words,
I
want
to be able to change my mood whenever I want to. He went to his ministers and he told them what he wanted. And they became completely baffled. The king is asking something impossible. But there was one minister, he was a little smarter. He said, don't worry, king, I have the answer. So the next day, he came back and he had a ring. And on the ring there was an inscription. And on the inscription there were four words. And he told the king, you put the ring on, when you feel happy, you look at the ring and this will make you feel sad. And when you feel sad, you look at the ring and you feel happy. So what were those four words? This soon will end. lands.
Sve ima svoj kraj.
We get so caught up in a moment.
Ponekad smo toliko opčinjeni trenutkom da mislimo,
the end of the world, it's so terrible.
Kraj svijeta. Or tako užasno.
We get caught up in this.
Ili smo opčinjeni.
You know, so much ecstasy that we want to surrender everything right now.
Sve želim da odmah predati.
And these things just come and go.
Ali stvari dolaze i odlaze.
Waves of, and it comes by our association with the spiritual energy, but we're somewhat still just feeling the ups and downs of our purification.
Padove,
we should be so much concerned with these things.
Zabrinuti sa tim stvarima.
These things will come and these things
doći,
will go.
I te stvari
therefore, always apply the principles in our Krishna consciousness. And that helps to defeat the, what we say, the moods of the mind. Because the mind will always be telling us something.
The
mind will be saying, why I shouldn't do this, or why I should do this.
The mind is just
thinking itself, it makes a heaven out of hell and a hell out of heaven.
That is the statement.
So we are not our minds, just like we're not our bodies. So
we
have to use the mind
in
the service of the Lord.
U službi gospodina.
And that means to apply
znači
the principles
primijeniti princip
in connection with our devotional service, not so much listening to the mind.
Služenjem.
So that takes practice.
Da, ali zato je potrebno malo vježbe.
So these are some simple points
to su neke jednostavne
on
poante
enthusiasm.
Koje se tiče entuzijazma.
And also, we must understand that in order to remain
enthusiastic,
we also have to be free from doubt.
Biti
slobodni su od sumnji. If we have any doubts about
ako
the process, sumnji, or we have any doubts about how to execute the process
sumnje,
correctly, then it's important
na način,
and
onda je bitno
essential to approach someone who can remove doubts.
Koja može otkloniti sumnje.
This is a very essential point because the mind has a tendency to be secretive. The mind has a tendency to think I can solve my problems without any help, or else no one understands my problems, or I can't trust anyone. These things do arise due to our conditioned nature and maybe due to some unfortunate experience in our spiritual life or in our material life, either one.
But
we have to see that we in ourselves, we cannot really solve our problems completely. We may get some indication and understanding how to practice, but ultimately we need to hear from devotees who are realized, who are practicing the process effectively, who can tell us without a doubt
koji nam bez sumnje mogu reći što nam je raditi i koji nam mogu reći kako da nadiđemo sumnje.
We either can go to the spiritual master, or we can go to someone who is equal to our spiritual master, or we can go to a devotee who we feel confident that can help us.
Za koga osjećamo da nam može pomoći.
Doubts, Prabhupada says, doubts are like demons, and demons obstruct the path of spiritual life. So in the scriptures it's mentioned that for the doubting soul, there's neither happiness in this world and in the next.
So
try to understand this principle clearly. If you want to remain enthusiastic, you have to remove doubts.
It's important.
And that's a process.
I to je proces.
And of course, association of devotees, but developing relationships with other devotees in a very in a more intimate way helps us to get the information and the inspiration that we need in order to overcome these doubts. And when you're free from doubt about the process or how to execute the process, then the process works very, very fast. So that's enthusiasm.
To je entuzijazam.
I was thinking rather than going through each of the six,
svako od šest poanti,
what would be better to go?
Detaljno?
Should I mention all six and
da,
and then take questions, or should we just have questions after each one?
Ili da imamo pitanja nakon svake.
Anybody
šta
have
je bolje?
Opinion? Should we take questions after each one and
dali
see if that's... And then at the end we can also
principa,
see... Is that?
Because
the tendency is once we speak about one of the principles, then all of a sudden we're on another principle and we forgot, the, or not forgot, but it becomes somewhat of a background. So any questions on enthusiasm?
What
enthusiasm is? How to become
enthusiastic? Like that? Yes. 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 Yes.
Yes. You can say it in Croatian and he can translate. Is that? Okay.
O rješavanju sumnji.
Da. It's going to bring you... Okay.
Iz početka poš...
Yeah.
About resolving the problems.
Of doubts.
O rješavanju sumnji.
So going to advanced devotees to ask them for advice.
Pristupimo bakti da pisamo za savjet.
Actually, I have that problem that I
imam problem.
Cannot...
Da ja ne mogu to učiniti
kind of fear or,
zbog straha.
And then I try maybe to read more the books
and try
knjige,
to
apply it in my life. So is it also okay or I really
have
to push myself and go
ili moram se prisiliti to
some, even if I don't have so much confidence.
Čak i ako nemam povjerenje.
If you're getting the answers you need by reading the
ako
books, then there's no need.
Čitanjem knjiga, onda je to u redu.
The idea is somehow or other find the
Ponte
answers
tome,
to the questions you need to have answered.
Odgovore,
if you're getting it from
imaš,
the books and you're able to remain enthusiastic,
knjiga, i to ti
and
da
also Krishna knows your heart. If you have certain
srce,
questions or doubts, if you attend the lectures
ako
and
lekcijama,
hear from the devotees, generally we find that we get our questions answers answered in classes
odvorena,
a lot of
times.
If you can go on like that,
ako na taj način
then that's sufficient, that's
onda
fine.
Je to dovoljno, onda je to
then
dobro.
You don't have to so much
puno,
you know, develop that approaching at every time there is, but if you find that there's something that
međutim,
is lingering,
ako postoji nešto što
just continues to
zraku,
be a problem,
nešto
that goes on for a long time, and even though you're reading and hearing and still it becomes an obstacle,
čitaš, slušaš,
then you may consider what to do.
Možda možeš uzeti
now you may not, if you have a difficulty approaching,
problema,
say senior devotees, you might approach just your god sisters, or someone who can who is your friend.
Ili osobi koji je prijatelj.
Reveal your mind. Maybe they can help you also.
I oni ti također mogu
because
pomoći.
Krishna works to help us through in different channels.
Jer Krishna nam pomaže na različite načine.
In different ways. If we
on
really
na
want a question načine answered,
ako zaista želimo
help
odgovor, Krishna će nam pomoći.
No doubt.
Bez sumnje.
Okay, does that answer your question?
Da li to...
Okay. So, if you're feeling... You get your answers from the way you're doing.
Ako možeš dobiti odgovore na način na koji radiš, to je u redu.
Any other questions?
Neko drugo pitanje?
Enthusiasm, doubts.
O entuzijazmu?
Yes.
Sumnjima?
I wanted also to ask a question about one doubt.
O jednoj sumnji.
Sometimes...
Ponekad...
I feel
osjećam,
because I have
zato
I see my anartas and
mogu sagledati
my
svoje anarte
i nečisto
stanje uma.
Pa
nekad
imam
sumnju, da li uopće moguće za mene
make
become,
it.
Yes,
da,
da uspijem,
da li mogu doći do svjesnosti Krišne.
So this is for a long time I'm
dugo
thinking about
that. Razmišljam o tome.
Because I want to serve
želim služiti,
and I have faith in
imam vjeru u duhovnog
učitelja
i Krišnu, ali na neki način ova sumnja je prisutna. Kako je otkloniti?
Well, there's another point
to je još jedna stvar o kojoj možemo
okay. There's another point we can discuss is that we will discuss and that's patience also.
Kada budemo pričali o strpljenju.
So sometimes it takes
ponekad.
Not sometimes, normally
ne ponekad,
it takes time.
Uglavnom je potrebno puno vremena da bi se pročistili.
But
međutim,
we shouldn't doubt the process.
Ne trebamo imati sumnju u
proces. We have three forms of checking.
Imamo tri metode provjere.
authenticity of the process, and that is Guru, Sadhu, and Shastra. And one is Sadhu. Sadhu means that the devotees who have gone before us, who have achieved the goal of Krishna consciousness, their examples in their lives are an example, and a testimony of the authenticity and the proof that the process works.
I dokaz da proces funkcionira.
So we shouldn't have any doubts.
Ne trebamo sumnjati.
We have the example in the Shastras of persons who are murderers,
osoba koje su bili ubojice,
thieves,
lopuže,
very, very, what we say, degraded persons,
vrlo degradiranih osoba,
who have taken to the process of Krishna consciousness,
se prihvatili procese
pure devotees.
I postali čisti bhakti.
There's the example of Jamunacharya.
Primjer Jamunacharya.
There's the example of
primjer
the one who wrote the Ramayana, Valmiki Muni.
Valmiki Muni.
He was a murderer.
On je bio ubojica.
And Narada Muni told him, chant the name of Ram.
Rekao,
and he was
ime
so
Rame.
Sinful. He,
on je bio tako griješan.
The name of Ram wouldn't come out of his mouth. He
nije
mogao
izgovoriti Rama.
So Narada Muni told
Narada
him, okay,
rekao,
you chant the name of Mara, M-A-R-A, which is the
Mara.
God of death.
To ime smrt.
So he was chanting Mara, 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 so if you just kind of like push it together, it becomes
Mara. Na neki način se spojila ta dva sloga, Mara, Rama.
Here's a person who couldn't even chant the name of God.
Dakle, ime koje nije mogla, osoba koja nije mogla ni izgovarati ime Boga.
So we have in so many examples like
tako puno primjera.
Of persons who are
osoba koje
so
su.
We can see there's always hope,
dakle,
for us.
Možemo vidjeti, uvijek ima nade za nas.
We should never give up hope.
Nikad ne trebamo.
But we have to understand it takes time.
Ostati bez nade. Međutim, moramo shvatiti, potrebno je vrijeme.
The condition nature is
deep. Jer uvjetovana priroda je vrlo duboka.
And therefore, we will explain the importance of patience.
Jako je velika,
and patience allows us to deal with our what we say our impurities in such a way that they don't disturb us.
Da se stvarima se ophodimo na takav način
da
nas ne uznemiruju, da ne postanu
a source of anxiety.
Uzrok tjeskobe.
Don't give up hope.
Nemoj ostati bez nade.
It works.
Proces funkcionira.
This process of Krishna consciousness is very, very powerful.
Svjesnosti Krišne je vrlo moćan.
And it's explained even once chanting the holy names
jednom
purely,
sveto ime,
one can rid
način,
themselves of all sinful activities
se s time
that have accumulated millions of lifetimes.
Koje je provodio toga miliona života.
So to come to that stage of chanting like
do
that,
tog stupnja
they take time.
Zato je potrebno
but
vreme.
This process is
ali
very, very powerful.
Ovaj proces je vrlo moćan.
Wherever there is the most difficult material situation,
The process is very, very powerful. Even
if we
don't
make
do kraja, nikad neće
as long
izgubiti.
As we continue to try,
čak i ako ne uspijemo,
gradually
ako nastavljamo
we'll
se truditi, postupno ćemo se pročistiti i naravno
we can purify ourselves to whatever point we and then in the next
pročistiti do određene razine i onda ćemo u idućem životu nastaviti tamo gdje smo stali. Ali nikad
Maya
nemojte odustati. Maja će reći, trebaš odustati.
It's too hard.
Previše je teško.
Not for you.
Nije za tebe.
You're kind of like
ti si
it's too difficult. But if you ask each person who's practicing Krishna consciousness, everybody has their problems. Everybody has their struggles.
Ali svi imamo
everybody
problema.
Has their
svako
difficulties
svoju borbu,
and obstacles.
Svako ima svoje teškoće,
and this is all part
probleme.
Of the process of purification.
Sve je to dio procesa pročišćenja.
So, don't get too hard on yourself.
Nemoj biti prestroga prema sebi.
Okay. Any other questions?
Druga pitanja?
Yes.
imam videti, vidim ovoga u posljednje vrijeme kod nas koliko materijalni problemi bakta, znači egzistencijalni problemi koliko utječu na, na gubljenje ovoga entuzijazma.
Okay, samo deal. Recently I can notice how the material existential problems that devotees are facing are actually influencing their loss of enthusiasm.
I to uglavnom je veoma mnogo bakta koji su bili u Sankirtanu, propovijedali i tako dalje. Zbog tih problema su se predali jednostavno poslovima za preživljavanje.
Quite some of the devotees who are doing book distribution or other services due to these existential problems now have surrendered to their now jobs they are doing in the material world.
I ovoga u tim svojim djelatnostima povlače za sobom i druge. I vidim praktički da ih nema, nema ih među baktama, vrlo, vrlo, vrlo rijetko dolaze. I ako može malo više o tome reći i kako rješenje nudi.
And that material activities are dragging them down, and I can see that they're not very often in the association with the devotees anymore, so they're not coming very often to temple, and that's the situation, that's a problem, and I wonder, could you say something about it, how to solve that problem, or what to do?
Još jednu stvar. Kažu da godinu dana će raditi kao taj postel, ili dvije godine, onda će biti miran, onda će to kasnije ponovo krenuti sad.
And another time, and another thing, they have a conception that I will do this job, this material activity for a year or two, then I'll earn enough, I'll be happy and come back to the process of devotional service.
Well, I can answer your question in many ways.
Odgovoriti na puno načina.
The answer that might be appropriate is it's a lack of faith.
Odgovor koji je ovdje podoban zapravo je nedostatak vjere.
Bhaktivinoda Thakura explains.
Bhaktivinoda Thakura objašnjava
what
da
brings one from the beginning to the end.
Ono što dovodi
is the development
osobu od početka
faith
do kraja jeste razvitak vjere.
If somehow or other that
ako na neki način ta vjera
interfered with or destroyed,
je uništena
or weakened
ili zapriječena ili oslabljena,
then that's a cause for
to je uzrok
deviation,
devijacijama, to je uzrok
losing enthusiasm,
gubljenje entuzijazma i također uzrok
going away from the
konačno napuštanja procesa.
So faith is very tender.
Vjera je vrlo nježna.
And it takes a while to build faith, but it takes a second to destroy faith.
Vremena da se vjera izgradi, a samo trenutak da se uništi.
So faith is built
vjera se gradi
in association
ili se stvara
with persons
u društvu osoba
strong in their spiritual life
koji su jaki u duhovnom životu.
And faith comes by practicing
i vjera se rađa prakticiranjem procesa na pravilan način.
If we're somehow or other not
ako
able
na neki
to practice
način
properly,
nismo u stanju pravilno prakticirati, moramo se družiti onda sa
baktama
koji su, kako kažemo, u fiksiranju svjesnosti Krišna.
Postoje različite stvari
koji nas odlače od duhovnog života.
And one of the things is material desires.
Jedno od njih je materijalna želja ili materijalna želja.
Ultimately,
i konačno, neke osobe
don't want
ne žele
to give up their material desires.
Ostaviti svoje materijalne želje.
If we don't want to give
ako
up
ne želimo ostaviti materijalne želje,
then we'll progress as
onda
far
ćemo napredovati
koliko
god možemo.
Material desires will push us
i onda će nas materijalne želje
into the material energy
vratiti natrag u materijalnu energiju.
So it's not what is considered to be, you're not, no one is condemned because they have material desires.
Zato što imaju materijalne želje.
We actually become
mi u stvari postajemo
condemned, they're not condemned,
osuđeni,
but actually we actually become
prokleti, zapravo ne
victimize when we
žrtve,
refuse to give them up when we want material desires and we want spiritual life too.
Kada želimo i materijalni život i duhovni život.
Međutim, to postoje
dve suprotnosti koje se sudaraju. Krišna nas dovodi korak po korak do svojih lotovih stopala.
So, as we stay within the process,
dokle
god
ostanemo u procesu, mi se pročišćavamo, dolazimo bliže i bliže.
And as we're doing that,
dok to radimo,
our material desires are becoming weakened and then gradually falling away.
I polako,
but if we consciously hold on to
material
desires, then the process stops working.
Prestaje funkcionirati. U jednom trenutku.
We can't get over those
tako da ne možemo
trying to pull us forward and we're just
ne možemo nadići više te struje koje nas vuku nazad.
So therefore, what is the formula?
Koja je onda formula?
Is that we simply have to have a desire.
Da jednostavno moramo imati želju.
I'm willing to do
spreman sam raditi
I'm told to
što god mi kažu da bi mogao napredovati
life
u duhovnom životu.
So we have to work under the direction of an authority.
Moramo djelovati pod uputstvom autoriteta. Inače, naše umovi, naše čula će nas vratiti u materijalni život. Na ovaj ili onaj način.
Does that answer your question?
Da li je to odgovor na tvoje pitanje?
To some degree. It's a very complex question.
To je vrlo kompleksno pitanje.
But I think the most important thing is that what
mislim
do
da
we
je najbitnija stvar ono što mi zaista želimo. Da li želimo Krišna ili želimo Maju?
If we want Krishna and Maya,
ako želimo
then
i Krišnu i Maju, onda je to problem.
Da li to isto tako znači da onda osobe koje su kako bi to rekao, da bi onda znači bakte trebali uticati na takve, na te osobe na taj način da im na neki način pomognu i da li tu isto tako važnost propovjedanja među baktama, izmjena odnosa i tako.
Does that mean that we should try to influence those devotees and try to help them thus and develop a kind of relationship by preaching to them?
Yes, but you have to know. I'm sorry.
No, it's
okay. Yes, you.
Da.
We should try to help.
Trebamo
each other,
pokušati pomoći.
But we should do it in such a way
ali
that.
Ali to trebamo napraviti na takav način.
It will have some effect.
Da će doći do nekog efekta.
Yeah, the idea of reaching out to help another one.
Ideja.
You see a person driving
a car
off the cliff.
Drugom.
You just tell him, hey, that's not a good idea.
Da mi pristupimo čovjeku
so if you
i damo
see someone who's hurting themselves
ako
or causing some problems,
samom sebi bol, uzrokuje se problema u duhovnom životu,
we have to gently,
onda moramo nježno,
humbly,
ponizno,
but with sincerity,
ali sa iskrenošću.
That means you want to help them.
To znači da i stvarno želimo pomoći.
Try to help them.
I onda im pokušamo pomoći.
Yeah. If we do it out of false ego,
ako to napravimo
iz false
ego,
dogmatic expression of you should be doing this, therefore you're doing that, it's all wrong, therefore you're in mind.
To trebaš raditi ovo,
inače si
u maj.
Ako pristupimo onako trouble,
heavy,
they see that heaviness
onda ljudi koji
is just
imaju
another
probleme,
part of some type of oppression.
Onda to vide
neko,
so kao neku vrstu pritiska
help
na
no
sebe.
Question. We have to try to help
normalno,
each other.
Trebamo im pomoći, nema nikakvog pitanja.
To the person,
ali trebamo biti jako osjetljivi prema osobi i vidjeti kako im na najbolji način možemo pomoći.
Yes, it's important.
To je vrlo bitno.
Yeah. He has one question behind you.
Does that mean that if we don't have proper faith in Krishna, that he will supply us everything, that means that we didn't reach, we didn't get off the Kanishtha platform yet? But what that means, like, let's say Sankirtan devotee who's
na
going out Sankirtan for 10 years and he's preaching, so he's acting on Madhya Madhikari level,
Madhya
because
nivou,
he makes distinction between karmis,
karmi,
innocent,
nevinik,
and between demons, like those
demona,
who are offending.
Koji su
so vrijeđali, he has this distinction.
On ima tu
moguće and he appreciates devotees, like association of advanced devotees. So this is like Madhya Madhikari. But that means that this person, let's say, when this person's guru left, then he loses faith.
Guru ode, that on means izgubi that actually nivo, on we still didn't
get over the Kanishta platform. We are Kanishta just acting nivo, for a while on samo za neko vrijeme platform, but actually we didn't,
Madhyama,
we are not fixed
ali
up
zapravo
yet.
Nije bio like,
well, one is not fixed up on the understanding of the principle of guru.
Because if guru falls down, guru, kad guru padne,
then ultimately,
onda
guru is one
smislu, guru je jedan,
in the sense that guru is that person
da,
that is giving one
osoba,
the message of Krishna consciousness.
Koja,
so one's personal diksha guru may fall down due to certain
guru
circumstances.
Zbog
and
that's
unfortunate.
I to je
and it does hurt
loše,
because we're very much attached to our
bol,
spiritual
boli,
master.
Za
but
naši
that doesn't mean that we should
znači
lose faith in the process.
Vjeru u proces.
You know, it's because someone falls down, that
doesn't
mean we have to
znači
commit suicide and leave also.
you know,
because we haven't done anything wrong.
Jer mi
we're following the process.
Yeah.
Our spiritual life is good.
Je dobar.
And somehow or other, because
I sada zato što
our spiritual master has left, it hurts. It's difficult.
To boli, to je
it's a breach of faith on part of the spiritual master.
To je velike,
but at the same time,
za našu vjeru,
the process is still there.
Vrijeme,
it takes shelter of Srila Prabhupada and Prabhupada's devotees, execute the process,
pakta,
and one can again attain to the
perfectional
stage.
Doći do stupnja
so we have to have that knowledge.
Moramo imati to znanje.
Faith is developed on by knowledge. The more
znanja,
faith you have, the more knowledge you have, the more it's easier to strengthen your faith.
Onda ćete, like koliko god imate znanja, onda ćete lakše ojačati svoju vjeru.
So this is a problem when these
problem
things happen, but we should not lose faith,
dešavaju,
nor should we give up the process.
Vjeru, niti trebamo, se odreći procesa.
Narahari Sakar, he explains that when your spiritual
Narahari
master Sarakar falls
objašnjava
down, what do you do?
Guru padne,
he gives you a certain set of principles to follow, and ultimately one's spiritual life is not at all
duhovni
now what we say, diminished by this falling down of one's spiritual master. It may hurt, it may be a little difficult time, but still, one has to pick up and go on.
It
takes a strong character to do that, but we need the support, and that's why we have association with devotees, to give us the strength and the knowledge and the enthusiasm to continue on. So if someone has that experience, as devotees we should reach out to that person and to try to give them support, inspiration, association, and confidence that they can continue the process. And there are many examples of devotees who have had that experience, who are able to continue on, who again maintain their, you know, strong Krishna consciousness.
Koji su održali svoju svjesnost Krishne snažno. Ima puno takvih primjera.
So their knowledge was not strong enough. So.
Dakle, znanje nije dovoljno snažno i to je sve.
Okay.
Možda isključen.
It works.
Imam. So I have a remark regarding the things that hampers our enthusiasm in Krishna consciousness.
Things that dampen our enthusiasm in Krishna consciousness.
Yes, that deteriorates it.
During the presentation
of our devotional service,
the
devotees sometimes become confronted with some habits or things that should be rejected, eradicated, and so on. And while doing that, all those things, some slight feeling of voidness appears.
A feeling of voidness?
Yeah, like we avoid.
Emptiness.
Yes, emptiness.
By giving up certain things.
So, and then this is some kind of a slight emotional suffering. And as we go on and continue renouncing all of those things, this feeling becomes increased.
Taj se osjećaj pojačava.
So it is explained that we have to do that first if we want to
ako želimo
if we want to become more advanced
postati napredniji u svjesnosti
Krishna, so the question yeah, to give up those sense objects and all those habits and all those
navike.
So the question is how long can we go on like that?
Koliko možemo
the feeling is becoming more increased.
Raditi na taj način jer taj osjećaj, ta želja za nepovoljnim stvarima može se pojačavati.
As much as we give up, we don't have anything to replace it, so the feeling is becoming more increased.
Međutim, te stvari se mogu pojačavati.
I mean, do you understand what I mean?
Yeah, I understand, but I think
mislim
the point that is not being considered is that
poanta koja nisu uze u obzir jeste
da svjesnost Krišna
je proces
happiness.
Sreće.
Sukam kartavam yuyam, chan Hare Krishna, dance, take prasadam, hear the philosophy,
plešeš,
associate with devotees.
Častiš prasadam, družiš s bhaktama.
It's a spiritual party.
To je duhovna zabava.
Right?
Yes, I know
so,
that
but if we just give up things,
ako samo odbacujemo
stvari, we're no better than the dry renunciates in the material world.
Postanemo suhi odvojenici.
They study the scriptures and they're just so miserable
ljudi samo čitaju knjige,
jer su
nevolji,
ne
mogu uživati u materijalnom životu, jer znaju da to ružno, a nemaju ukus za duhovni život.
They're like,
oni su poput
Bhaktivinoda Thakur says,
Bhaktivinoda Thakur kaže,
one becomes indifferent to material life.
Ako osoba postaje nezainteresirana za materijalni život, a nema ukus za duhovni život, sve što mu ostaje jeste indiferentnost.
So indifference can make one enthusiastic or happy.
A nezainteresiranost ne može učiniti čovjeka entuzijastičnim ili
sretnim. Our soul.
Ne može
probuditi dušu. So we have to dive into the process.
Zbog toga moramo uroniti u proces.
Chant Hare Krishna. Take nice Krishna
prasadam.
Develop relationships with other devotees based on hearing and chanting the glories of the Lord.
Pjevajući i slušajući slavu Gospodna. Proces funkcionira.
But we have to be enthusiastic for the process.
Za proces.
That's what we're talking about.
To je ono o čemu pričamo.
I mean, I remember the old days of Krishna consciousness.
Početku,
it's still like that. You just can't wait to get up for mongol arti.
Ne možete čekati, ne možete dočekati da se probudite za mongol arti.
The only thought was the next morning I'll be out there chanting and dancing.
I jedna misla je sutra ću jedno čekati sutra ustati.
Mantra si pjevati.
Družiti se s baktama, slušati o filozofiji. Absorbirati um
and then these things that we want to give up,
i onda te stvari kojih se želimo odreći,
they'll gradually give themselves up as
sami sebe
develop a higher taste.
Nestaće sami od sebe jer ćemo razviti više ukus. To je stih
Gita. Vasyan vinivartantaini harasya dehinam varsa rasovarsam rasopyasya param drustani vartante. That one may be restricted from sense
enjoyment, se može ograničavati
material things still
remain,
but by tasting a higher
ukus će ostati, ali kušajući viši ukus osoba je usredsređena u pravilnoj
svjesnosti.
Ako ste gladni, to je loše.
Somebody gives you something,
ako vam neko da nešto,
dry old chapati to eat,
neki stari suhi čapati da jedete, zato što ste gladni, pojećete ga. Ali ako neko dođe sa dobrom picom ili sladoledom, kaže, evo, pojedi ovo.
To
bolje nego stari suhi čapati. U većini slučajeva.
Unless one's a Shivaite, I don't know, maybe.
Osim ako neko nije Shivaist.
The point is
ali
that you know, this Krishna consciousness is meant to anandam buddhi vardhanam patipadam purnam rita svardhanam. It's an ocean of nectar.
To je ocean nektara.
Krishna's holy name is
Krishna sveto ime je neograničeno.
Nectar in the holy name.
Neograničeni nektar se krije u svetom imenu.
But if we're thinking, well, ali ako mislimo,
moramo odbaciti ovo, odbaciti ono.
Boy, it's such a dry process.
Tako je suh proces.
No, we just have to take on.
Ne, moramo prihvatiti stvari.
Don't worry about
prihvatiti nektar. To je sve, ne trebamo ništa odbaciti.
You don't like my answer?
Ne ti se sviđa moj odgovor?
I like your answer, but
sviđa mi se odgovor.
Still I have to remark regarding
ali
this.
Moram
rasa varjam rasa pjesa param. That is this param drishta.
Taj param drishta
about 15 or 20 or 25 years.
Dolazi
only
parandrishta dolazi
da maybe even longer but 20 godina
on kaže samo 20 godina.
How many lifetimes have you been in the material world?
Yes, so what to do in meantime?
Because radimo među vremenom
parandrishta comes
jer parandrishta dolazi nakon toliko puno godina
rendering devotional service and
predan služenje
reciprocate because this is the nature of the soul to reciprocation
priroda duše da
ima reciprocation with
ako nemamo razmjene s Krishnom
reciprocate.
Why don't you have reciprocation?
Zašto nemaš razmjenu s Krišnom?
Well, I don't see him.
Ne vidim.
It's there. Krishna is there.
Tu je. Krishna je tu.
Where?
He's smiling at you all
on
the time.
On se smiješi već.
And you should smile back at him instead
samo
of
se trebaš jedino smiješiti.
Looking at him and saying,
pogledaš ga i kažeš,
Krishna, why don't you give me something?
Krishna, zašto mi ne daš nešto?
Maybe we're asking, maybe we're approaching Krishna in the wrong way.
Možda pristupamo Krishna na pogrešan način.
We're asking Krishna to fulfill our material desires.
Pitamo Krishna za ispunjenje materijalnih želja.
You chant Hare Krishna, you become happy.
Ako mantraš Hare Krishna, postaćeš sretan.
Keep chanting.
Nastavi mantrati.
Take prasad too.
Prihvati časti prasadam također.
Associate with devotees.
Druži se s bhaktama.
Read Prabhupada's books.
Čitaj knjige Prabhupada.
I'm doing all that.
Keep doing it.
Onda samo nastavi.
It works.
Proces
funkcionira. But again, we have to have patience.
Ali moramo biti strpljivi.
Someone, I remember in the beginning days of Krishna consciousness, one devotee,
Hare
Griva, he said to
Prabhupada,
Prabhupada, I've been chanting Hare Krishna for 1 year now, and I'm not experiencing love of God. So, Prabhupada said, how long have you been in the material world?
How many lifetimes? Yeah,
1 year.
Godinu dana.
How long have you been chanting?
Koliko dugo ti mantraš?
Several years.
Several?
Nekoliko godina.
Few, four.
Four, pretty good.
Prilično dobro.
4 years, that's...
4 godine.
You haven't even started yet.
Još nisi ni počeo.
And I'm not trying to make fun of you, but really, it's just the beginning.
We
haven't even started
yet. Nisi još ni počeo.
Our material association has been for millions of lifetimes.
Se odvilo tokom miliona života.
Time. And the fact that you sit here and you're still smiling, you must be getting something, right?
Mora da si nešto dobio.
It's not that bad.
Nije baš tako loše.
Correct?
Zar ne?
Smiling.
Smiješ se.
The fact that you're still here means you have some faith.
To što si još uvijek ovdje znači da imaš vjeru.
Take time.
Al potrebno je vrijeme.
I was going to speak about patience, but I'll tell you a story.
Htio sam govoriti o strpljenju i ispričati vam priču o strpljenju.
Was part of the presentation on patience. I'll tell it now. It's a story in the Chaitanya Charitamrita.
To priču nalazimo u Chaitanyi.
Lord Chaitanya, he was sitting on the throne of Vishnu.
Na Vishnuovom prijestolju.
Usually he is in the mood of a devotee.
I on je,
but this time he's in the mood of the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
U raspoloženju bhakti, ali sada je prihvatio raspoloženje Boga, to je zove Mahaprakasha Lila.
Čitana Mahaprabhu
je davao različite blagoslove različitim
bhaktama.
I to je trajalo 24
sata.
On je davao blagoslove,
bhakti
su pristupali,
šta
god želite
da ću
vam, bio je raspoloženju velike velikodušnosti.
Bhakti su govorili, dragi gospodine,
učini mog oca baktom, učini mog prijatelja
baktom.
Molili su za druge.
At one point, one devotee said,
please
give Mukunda love of God.
Daj, podari Mukundi ljubav prema Bogu.
And Lord Chaitanya, all of a sudden, he became very, very serious.
Postao vrlo ozbiljan.
And then he became angry.
Onda se naljutio.
So Mukunda, he's an offender.
On je vrijeđalac.
He worships my lotus feet.
On obožava moje
lotus stopala. At the same time, he beats me over the head with a
stick. Istovremeno me udara po glavi sa štapom.
So the devotees were shocked.
Bhakti su bili šokirani.
Mukunda, he's your personal associate.
Mukunda, to je tvoj osobni prijatelj. Tako lijepo pjeva.
And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says he's going out and he's hearing Mayavadi philosophy.
On ide slušati Mayavadi filozofiju.
Beating me over the head.
Zbog toga po glavi me udara sa štapom.
So I never want to see Mukunda.
Ne želim vidjeti Mukundu.
Said that.
To je rekao.
And Mukunda was there.
Mukunda
so he started to cry.
I on je počeo plakati.
That he was, Lord Chaitanya banned him from his association forever.
Zauvijek,
so the devotees were thinking we should try
društva,
to save Mukunda.
I pak da zamislim, šta da uradimo da spasimo
they
Mukunda?
Started to plead to Lord
Chaitanya
on behalf of Mukunda.
U ime Mukunde.
So Lord Chaitanya said, all right,
he
can come and see
me
after 10 million births.
10 miliona rođenja.
Then he can have my association
onda će
again, after
10
million births.
Nakon 10 miliona rođenja.
So Mukunda, when he heard
Mukunda,
that,
to čuo,
he was standing outside.
On je
stajao he started
izvana.
To dance.
On je počeo plesati.
He started to chant.
Počeo je pjevati.
And he started to just feel so happy.
I počeo je,
he was chanting,
tako sretan.
Only 10 million births. Only 10 million births. Only 10 million births. And I'll get Lord Chaitanya's association again.
He became so happy. It's a
long time, 10 million births.
To je puno vremena.
And when Lord Chaitanya realized what was Mukunda's heart,
kako je
how he was actually accepting that mercy,
kako je on u stvari prihvatio to kao milost.
Lord Chaitanya became so soft and compassionate.
Tako samilostan.
And he said, bring Mukunda now.
I rekao, dovedite odmah
Mukunda. He can have my mercy right.
Može odmah dobiti milost.
So what was that?
Šta je
Mukunda
to bilo?
Was willing to
Mukunda
wait to get the Lord's mercy
da bi dobio milost gospodina
for so many lifetimes.
Tako puno života.
And that's what it means in order to practice Krishna consciousness.
Je potrebno za praksu svjesnosti Krišne.
Don't worry, we don't have to wait 10 million births.
Nemojte se brinuti, mi nećemo morati čekati 10 miliona rođenja.
We can do it in this life.
Možemo uspjeti u ovom životu.
But it takes perseverance.
No, potrebno je strpljivost.
Association of devotees.
Postojanost, potrebno je druženje s bhaktama i slijedeње procesa.
And guarantee Krishna will show us and bestow his mercy on you.
I Krishna će nam sigurno, dakle imamo garanciju da će nam Krishna podariti svoju milost.
We can't say, my dear Lord, I want it now.
Ali ne možemo reći, dragi gospodine, želim to sada.
We should act like we want it now.
Trebamo djelovati kao da
Krishna says
to želimo odmah, ali moramo još uvijek čekati. Krishna kaže da.
Krishna says no.
Krishna kaže ne.
And Krishna says wait.
Krishna kaže čekaj.
Yes and no we can accept. It's
da
easy.
I ne, možemo prihvatiti,
yes,
to je jasno.
But
da
wait.
Ili ne. Ali čekaj.
Oh God, wait.
Čekaj.
Wait. Wait means.
Čekaj
wait
znači
means I have faith.
Imam vjeru.
Wait means I have faith.
Čekaj znači imam vjeru.
I can continue on.
Mogu nastaviti.
Okay.
U redu.
Okay.
Maybe we could discuss about it later.
Oh, okay. I think I ran out of discussion. But try to understand the principle of patience.
Pokušaj
read
razumjeti
the Bhagavad
princip
Gita
strpljenja. Čitaj Gitu.
Go through the verses that speak about patience.
Pronađi stihove koji govore o strpljenju. I kako je strpljenje bitno. Prabhupada
said,
kaže,
a lady, she gets married and she has a very nice husband.
Žena,
so she's thinking, where's my
uda,
child?
I ima dobrog muža, onda misli, gdje je sada dijete?
She has a nice husband, she
ima
wants a child,
muža,
but she has
dijete,
to wait
ali
for so
čekati,
many months before the
tako
child will
mjeseci,
come.
Prije no što
so at the
dođe.
Same time, our child or our, the birth
vrijeme,
of our
rođenje našeg,
love of God
naše ljubavi prema Bogu,
time.
Zato je potrebno vrijeme.
It takes time.
Potrebno je vrijeme.
So don't just give up.
Nemojte jednostavno odustati,
the
već nastavite s procesom.
Okay.
U redu?
Okay. Okay, any more questions?
Još pitanja?
And I can go on to the next one, which is
ili da nastavimo sa sljedećim.
Determination.
Sljedećim pointom, to je
okay. We're running out of time. So I'll mention a little bit about the importance of
malo sam govorio
determination.
O važnosti odlučnosti.
Someone asked Prabhupada, what if one has no determination?
Dakle, šta ako nemamo odlučnost?
Prabhupada said that
Prabhupada
that person
kaže,
is no better than an animal.
Takva osoba nije bolja od životinje.
Very strong statement from Srila Prabhupada.
Vrlo
he said that an animal cannot be determined because an animal
životinja ne može biti odlučna,
will always
životinja će uvijek
to what happens
reagirati
externally.
U skladu s onim što se izvanjski
so if an animal
dešava,
hears a noise,
ako životinja čuje buku,
someone breaks a stick or something,
ako neko slomi štap
runs
ili nešto, životinja će pobjeći.
But a devotee has to have
ali bhakta mora imati ono što
dhritavrata
zove dhritavrata, to znači čvrsta odlučnost,
the
da slijedi proces.
Here's a little statistic.
Evo ovdje neki
statistički podatak.
Da li znate za Edisona?
He invented the light bulb.
On je izmislio žarulju.
Thomas Edison had 1350 unsuccessful attempts.
Imao je 1320 neuspješnih pokušaja da stvori žarulju.
So he failed 1350 times.
Znači nije uspio 1350 puta.
So determination means to,
odlučnost znači,
and determination coupled
odlučnost
with
ide skupa sa
the faith that the process
vjerom,
works
da proces funkcionira,
helps us to overcome obstacles.
Ta dva principa pomognu da nadiđemo prepreke.
Perseverance
postojanost
is genius
je
in disguise.
Geni, prerušeni geni.
The one who is persevering,
osoba
koja je intelligent.
Postojana je zapravo inteligentna.
Prabhupada said, can't is a word in a fool's dictionary.
Ne mogu je riječ u riječniku budala.
In other words, there's no such thing as I can't do it in Krishna consciousness.
Nemoguće.
Because
ne postoji
Krishna's
stvar
kao
što je ne mogu učiniti u svjesnosti Krišne. Krišna milošću se sve može dogoditi.
Mercy,
normalno, treba pristupiti Krišnoj
milosti.
I
that's
to je uspjeh
mindset.
U duhovnom
how
životu.
To get the mercy of the
kako
Lord?
Dobiti milost gospodina?
How to follow the process
kako slijediti proces
in such a way that the mercy becomes
da na taj način da milost postane dostupna. Jer kad milost postane dostupna, onda prepreke,
when they appear,
kad se pojave,
we can see them for
možemo
what they
ih sagledati
and we can deal with them
i možemo
efikasan
način ih riješiti. Jer poteškoće će uvijek biti prepreka.
Help strengthening our spiritual life.
Prepreke pomažu da ojačamo naš duhovni život.
They say that if you want to make gold,
ako želite napraviti zlato,
take coal, which is coal,
onda uzmete ugljen,
and you put it under pressure,
i stavite ga pod jakim pritiskom,
diamond, if you
ne,
want to make
zlato,
a diamond,
take coal, napravite
diamant, and you put it under pressure for a long time,
i pritisnite ga dugo vremena, trebiti pod jakim pritiskom, i onda će vam postati diamant.
So pressure on the devotee brings out
bhakti,
the good qualities of the devotee.
Rađa dobre odlike u bhakti.
Prabhupada said,
Prabhupada
if you want
kaže,
spiritual
ako
life,
želite duhovni život,
and you want easy life,
a i želite lagodan život,
they don't go together.
To, te dvije stvari ne idu skupa.
Spiritual life
duhovni
means
život znači
to struggle, to fight
boriti
for
se za
Krishna. We have to be willing
dakle,
to
biti spremni
some
da
sacrifice.
Na neko žrtvovanje izvršimo.
Be willing to take on
moramo biti
some austerities.
Željni da prihvatimo strogosti.
And we have to be willing to
i moramo biti željni
overcome
ili voljni
obstacles.
Da nadilazimo prepreke.
Outside of
postoje prepreke
in the form of
izvana.
Sometimes our health goes, that's an obstacle.
Ponekad naše zdravlje se pogorša.
Ponekad imamo
problema s baktama.
Ponekad imamo
problema sa članima familije. Imamo problema sa društvom uopće.
And then of course there are the difficulties in our mind
našem
and bodies giving
u tijelu
us difficulties. These are all obstacles.
Sve su to,
but a devotee sees these obstacles as opportunities to take greater
te,
shelter of Krishna.
Prepreke kao mogućnost da uzme veće utočište Krishna.
When the obstacles come,
kada
what do we
prepreke,
do? We cry out for Krishna.
Onda molimo Krishnu.
When the devotee is in trouble,
kada je bakto
nevolji, they don't dial 911 on the telephone.
On ne okreće 92.
They actually dialed Hare Krishna, Hare
ono
Krishna,
oni
Krishna, Krishna,
Hare Krishna,
Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. That's what it means to be in difficulties
znači
that we cry out for Krishna.
Dakle, kad smo
and
a
crying out for Krishna brings Krishna's mercy.
Krishnu, a zazivanje
so
Krishna
for one who's sincere, there's
milost.
No questions
kada
of obstacles.
Iskrena,
obstacles
nema
actually
prepreka.
Bring one closer to Krishna.
Prepreke dovode osobu bliže Krishna.
So how to develop that determination?
Kako razviti tu odlučnost?
I'll read you a statement from Prabhupada's books.
Izjavu iz Prabhupada knjiga.
This is a statement from the book called Path of Perfection, chapter
4. Puta savršenstva, četvrto poglavlje.
Thus, refraining from sex enables one to become very determined and powerful.
Udržavanje od seksa pomaže osobi da postane vrlo odlučna i moćna.
It is not necessary to do anything else. This is the secret people are not aware of.
Koje ljudi nisu svjesni.
If you want to do something with determination,
učinite nešto sa odlučnošću,
morate
se uzdržavati od seksa.
Sex life destroys or determination.
Uništava odlučnost.
And the ability
i
to
da
overcome the desires of sex life strengthens one's determination in Krishna consciousness.
Dakle, of course,
if one is in grihastha life, there is some allowance, but that is not breaking the principles. That is actually fulfilling the,
what we
say, the mission of household life.
To je ispunjenje misije kućnog domaćinskog života.
So as long as the one becomes stronger in their devotional service, when they lose their desire to engage in sex,
osoba postaje snažna u duhovnom životu kad izgubi želju za angažiranjem u seksualni život.
So that is, Prabhupada mentions that that is how one's determinations become strengthened.
Na taj način odlučnost osobe postaje ojačana, spominje Prabhupada.
Okay, so that's a little bit about determination.
To je bilo nešto malo odlučnosti.
We have about maybe 7 or 8 minutes left.
Imamo 7 ili 8 minuta još.
Any questions?
Da li ima neko pitanje o odlučnosti?
Yes.
Da.
When I was in Ireland, we were doing book distribution there.
Smo delili knjige u Irsku.
In Ireland.
Ireland.
Yeah, yeah. And there was one devotee, really staunch brahmachari. And he was a heavy preacher, like very nice devotee. And then he said,
I don't know why in some parts the preaching stops
because of illicit sex.
Preaching.
He says, when there is illicit sex, then
kada preaching
doesn't go on
because onda nema više preachinga, jer nema odlučnosti.
It's true, yeah.
That's his point, not my.
To je bila njegova poanta.
That's true.
To je istina.
The four regulative principles.
Četiri regulativna principa.
Are the foundation of our
temelj,
our what we say
našeg
ability,
naše mogućnosti
to execute the process.
Da,
if we're breaking the principles,
proces, ako kršimo principe,
can't really make it's almost impossible to make advancement.
Skoro nemoguće napredovati u duhovnom životu.
So whether it's illicit sex, intoxication, gambling, or
meeting,
we take those vows just like we heard this morning on the initiation.
We agree to.
Prabhupada said this is the basis of our success in spreading Krishna consciousness. Chant 16 rounds, follow 4 regulative principles. Anything below that,
sve ispod toga je
outside of the process.
Je izvan procesa.
Prabhupada said that's the standard. If
to je standard.
Follow that,
ako to slijedimo,
and then beyond that engage in devotional service,
i još
then
više
we'll
ako se angažiramo u prednom služenju, onda ćemo postupno napredovati.
These four sinful activities
ove četiri grešne
aktivnosti
su stupovi svih grešnih
djelatnosti.
Prabhupada kaže sve grešne djelatnosti se kombiniraju u ove četiri aktivnosti.
Nezakoniti
seks, intoksikacija, jedanje mesa i kockanje.
So we have to be determined.
Zbog toga moramo biti odlučni.
And also, not only determined, you should see that these things are not really sources of happiness. People who are doing these things in the material world, are they happy? I mean, this is like Kali Yuga. Everyone is doing these things.
Kali Yuga, svi rade te stvari.
The world is full of neurotic people.
Svijet je puno erotičnih ljudi.
Bhakti Tirtha Maharaj is the spiritual psychologist.
Je duhovni psiholog.
Full of statistics.
On
he was telling
statistike.
Me that the number one
da broj,
disease within the world today
broj jedan u svijetu
is mental illness.
Je mentalna bolest.
A large majority of the population is suffering from various types of depression and stress and mental illness. And yet they have so much facility for sense gratification. So these are causes of mental illness.
Međutim, oni
that
su uzroci mentalnih bolesti.
In sex life,
tražiti
in power,
sreću u seksualnom
fame,
životu, u moći,
all,
u novcu.
But yet,
zato postoje
brojne pogodnosti,
ali
drugs,
ljudi se okreću intoksikaciji, drogi,
samoubojstvo.
Različite vrste nasilja, zašto?
These things are not sources of happiness.
Te stvari nisu uzroci sreće.
The devotee knows that these four things
da ove četiri stvari nisu uzroci sreće.
They're not.
Nisu.
Pleasures in chanting Hare Krishna.
Zadovoljstvo mantranje Hare, zadovoljstvo u pjevanju Hare Krishna. To je prava sreća.
Krishna's name is unlimitedly full of transcendental pleasure. There's an ocean of nectar in chanting Krishna's holy names. Chanting the holy names and taking nice Krishna prasadam, discussing the philosophy of consciousness, seeing the beautiful forms of the deity. This is happiness, this is pleasure. Not this, you know, contact with the objects and the senses.
Contact čula sa objektima. Bhagavad
Gita said this is the source of suffering.
Gita kaže to je uzrok.
Bhagavad Gita says that whatever happiness you derive from sense pleasure,
kako god da sreću dobijete iz čulnog uživanja,
suffer the same amount of distress.
Istu vrstu, istu količinu
patnje. So what is the cause of the greatest amount of distress in the world today?
To je uzrok najveće patnje u svijetu.
The misuse of this God-given facility to create children.
Bogom dane mogućnosti da stvaranje djece.
Procreation.
Seks je za.
People think it's meant for recreation.
Razmnožavanje, ne za zabavu.
So many problems.
A i onda ljudi imaju tako puno problema.
Homes, divorces,
uništene familije, razvodi.
Family violence, it's so many things.
Tako puno stvari.
It's such a problem. Why?
To je takav problem.
So a devotee knows, at least by our intelligence, that
svojim
inteligencijom these things cannot make us happy.
Da takve stvari nas ne mogu učiniti sretnim.
And we give these up.
I to odbacimo.
And we may be still attracted
možda
to these things.
Možda smo još uvijek privučeni.
But we should have our use our intelligence to say that attraction is just maya.
I reći, ta vrsta privlačnosti je maja.
Prabhupada said sex life is like an itch.
Pravod kaže, seksualni život je poput svrava.
I kada
vas nešto svrbi, onda se češete.
And what happens, it gets worse.
I šta se dešava? I postane još gore.
So just leave it alone.
Bolje pustite to na miru.
It goes away.
I onda će on nestati.
As long as we try to
dokle god pokušavamo
scratch the desire,
šešati želju,
the desire becomes stronger.
Želje postane jače.
I think something is happening here.
Mislim da se nešto dešava.
I have to surrender.
Moram se predat.
I like surrender most of the times.
Većina vrijeme za većinu nas da se predamo.
And when it comes to surrendering to Satchinandana Maharaj's Chaitanya Lila, then it's very easy to surrender.
Ali kad je vrijeme da se predamo Chaitanya Lili, Chaitanya Satchinandana Maharaja, onda je to vrlo lako.
Thank you. Okay.
Dobro.
Let's see. So we'll keep the seminar, Maharaja's seminar, on time.
Dakle,
so tomorrow we'll continue discussing some of the principles of how to effectively execute Krishna consciousness.
Tako da,
thank you very much.
Srila
Prabhupada ki.
Jai.